Mishnah says like this. Ha'anoide mishoyse Shabbos. If somebody makes an Issa Neder, he can't have any enjoyment from people that rest on Shabbos. Ha'anoide mishoyse Shabbos. Somebody makes a Neder from people that rest on Shabbos. That's what you said. So who do you mean to include? Is also the Yisrael, the Yosef, the Kusim. You're not allowed to have any enjoyment from a Yisrael, because the Yisrael is mitzvah, mitzvah Shabbos. He has to rest. He's not allowed to do work on Shabbos. And he's also on Kusim. Kusim, we hold really what Gera Yemes, they're really Jews, but just they weren't Makabal, Kolatara, there are certain mitzvahs they don't do. But Mashma Shabbos, that they did keep. So they were mitzvah, they have a mitzvah, they're a Jew. They have a chiyuv to keep Shabbos, and they do keep Shabbos. Therefore, they're included in your neder. What about somebody says, me'och le'shum? I'm making a neder that I can't have any enjoyment from somebody that eats garlic. What does it mean, punk eat garlic? Because it's Akornis Ezra that a Jew is supposed to eat garlic Friday night. Friday night, since that's the zman I know to be with your wife. So therefore, and garlic is mar bezera. There's a takorna to eat garlic Friday night. So if you made a ned, you can't have enjoyment from people that eat garlic. It is also the Yisrael. You're also to have enjoyment from a Jew, but for Yosef Akusim, here even Akusi is not included. Because Kusi don't keep this minig. Even though they're Jews, they don't keep this minig of eating garlic Friday night. What about the Me'olu Yerushalayim? You make a neder, you can't have enjoyment from people that go up to Yerushalayim. That means to go to Olu Regu. It's also the Yisrael. You're also to a Yid, or Mutter Kusim. But you're allowed to have enjoyment from Kusim, because the Kusim, their men, they did not hold from Yerushalayim or Yisrael, they held from Har HaGrizim. They used to go to Har HaGrizim, that was their Mokum, not to El Regal Zan in Yerushalayim. So since they didn't go, their meaning was not to go to Yerushalayim, they're not included in your neder. Now the Gemara explains, what did you mean to say? My Shoif She Shabbos. What does it mean to say you're making a neder, you can't have any enjoyment from somebody that rests on Shabbos? Ilaim, if you want to tell me, mimekayme Shabbos, stam, somebody that rests on Shabbos, any person that takes off and rests on Shabbos, from that person you can't have any enjoyment. If so, my iri bekusim, why do you only say a kusi is included? Afilu oivdikachovim nami? It's possible to say a goy could close shop and rest on Shabbos also. If all you meant to include is Lamaisa, people that rest on Shabbos, so you have to look around. If Goyim rest on Shabbos, they should also be included in your neder. So how come our Mishnah only says Kusim and not Goyim? Elo, so what do you have to tell me? You know what our Mishnah means when Yistam said this Loshin? You meant to say Mimitsuvim ala Shabbos. You meant to say that people have a commandment to rest on Shabbos. So that's why Jews and Kusim are included. Because the Kusi is also Geri Yemesein. They also have a locha like a Jew. Even though they don't do certain mitzvahs, but they are mitzvah. So since they are mitzvah, they have a commandment to rest on Shabbos, they're included in the neder. Mashenka and Goyim, even if a Goy rests on Shabbos, that's not called resting. He has no commandment, he's not mitzvah. Adarab, a Goy is not supposed to rest on Shabbos. So therefore he's not called Mishreif She Shabbos. Even if he rests, that's not included in your neder, because what you meant to say is people that are mitzvah, that have a mitzvah, have a commandment to rest. Hiochi, if so, aim a sefer. What does the end of our Mishnah say? Me'olu Yerushalayim, you make an issa neder, you can't have any enjoyment from people that go up to Eilu Regel, that on Yom Tovim, they go to Eretz Yisrael, they go to Yerushalayim. So who do you mean to include? Also the Yisrael, you're also on a regular Yisrael, but a mutter b'kusim, with a kusi, you're allowed to have enjoyment. Why? Because we said, because the Maisa, they don't go up. They go to Har HaGrizim, they don't go to Yerushalayim. But the Mari asks, but so what? Amai, v'amitzuvim ninu. If you want to say, when a person makes this nether, what he means to include is people that have a tzivui, people that are commanded to do it, so chura kusi was saying now, agera yemes, they're true gerim, they have a chiyah to do the Torah. So they also have a tzivui on Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos to go to Yerushalayim. So why aren't they included in your neder? What do I care if they don't do it? But you're telling me now what you meant to say your neder is people that are mitzvah, people that are commanded to. So the answer is like this. Or Rabbi Abayah says like this. You know what a person means when he says this neder? He means both things. He means to include a person that's mitzvah v'yoseh katoni. He means to include people that have both things, that they are commanded, and they listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem also. That's pshat in the Stam Neder. Therefore, it's very good. But Tati Bobby Kamais in the first two cases of the Mishnah, Yisrael Vakusi, Mitsuvim Vyasim. The first two cases, Akusi also does it. Akusi rests on Shabbos. Akusi also, I made a mistake before. I said before, Akusim don't eat shum. The Kusim also, Mishnah Svaked, also be Yisrael v'yosav Akusim. Kusim also have this minig. They also eat garlic on Friday nights. So since Lamaisa Akusi is a Jew, he's mitzvah, he has a commandment to do it, and they do these two things, they do rest on Shabbos, and they do eat garlic on Friday night, so therefore they're included in that neder. Ma'ashenkein oivdei kechavim, goyim, who the avdi oisin v'yene mitzuvin, but goyim, even if they do rest on Shabbos, they're not commanded to, they're not supposed to. So if they rest, it's called they're doing without a commandment, they're not included in your neder. But the last case of the Mishnah, Boila Yerushalayim, if you make a neder that you can't have enjoyment from type of people that go oiler regal, that go up to Yerushalayim, then the Mishnah says you're only yosef to Yisrael, and you're mutter to a kusi. Why? Because Yisrael is mitzuvin v'yosin, true. A Yisrael is mitzuvah, he has a mitzvah to be oiler regal, and they do it. Kusim, true, they're mitzuvim, they have the commandment, they're a Jew, but v'yena moisim, l'maisa, this mitzvah, v'yela regal, they don't hold from, they hold from hagarizim. So therefore, since kusim, this min, these type of people, the sect, kusim, they don't go up to Yerushalayim, they're not included in your neder. When a person makes a neder, ha'noidim, yishayse, shabbos, from the early Yerushalayim, that's the chiddush a person means to include, a person has two things. He's mitzvah, he's commanded, and Lamais, he's an Iser also. He also does it.
All right, enough.
Yeah, then the Mishnah says, what about somebody says, Koinem, Shein, and Nandel of Bnei Noach? I'm making this a Nandel, I can't have any enjoyment from the Bnei Noach. Who's included in Bnei Noach? Bnei Noach children. The Locher is Mutav Yisrael. He's allowed to have enjoyment from a Jew. The Osa Be'erdi Kechovim. In Lashon B'nai Yodim, when we talk, when we call B'nai Noach, we mean Goyim and not Jews. Jews are not called B'nai Noach. Fred Gemar, why? For Yisrael minafki michlal B'nai Noach? Like we're also called B'nai Noach. Shem chom liyavzal B'nai Shem? Klaiyis will come to the Shem? So we're also called B'nai Noach. So how come we're not included in B'nai Noach? So Gemara says, no. Kivon the Iktish Avram. Once we had Avram Avinu, he's an Av. Av Hamon Goyim, it's like a new start. So it Iskaru Al Shemei. Now we are called after Bnei Avraham and not after Bnei Noach. Once we had Avraham Avinu, now Bnei Noach applies to Goyim. Goyim still retains the name Bnei Noach. Mashenkin, a Jew, is included in Bnei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. We're not included anymore in Bnei Noach. Therefore, when we make a neder, when somebody makes a neder now, and it makes a neder, we can't have enjoyment from Bnei Noach, he only means Goyim and not the Jews. What about if somebody makes a neder, the Mishnah says, She'eini nene lezer Avram. I can't give any enjoyment to a Zera, or a child of Avram. Who does it mean to include? The Mishnah says, also the Yisrael, he can't give any enjoyment to another Jew, or Mutav Yerti Kechavim. But to Goyim, even to Arabs, he's allowed to give enjoyment to. That's not included in the neder. So we ask the Kasha, why? V'ika Yishmoel, Yishmoel, the Arabs, they're included in Bnei Avram. Yishmoel was Avram's child. So who of you say you can't give enjoyment to Zer Avram, you should include the Arabs also. So Samara says no, the Pasuk says, Ki v'yitzchok yikor l'cho Zera. Who is called the Zera of Avram? What's the continuation of Avram Avinu? That's Yitzchok. Even though Avram had Yishmoel, but the Pasuk says, Ki v'yitzchok yikor l'cho Zera. Your Zera, Zera Avram, goes to Yitzchak, and not to Yishmael. Therefore, we also, Mestam Bnei Adam, when you make a neder, you can't have enjoyment, or you can't give enjoyment to Zera Avram, you only mean Yitzchak Yisrael, or Ben Yisrael, and not the Goy. I said Gemara, for your Ekesav, good, go to Yitzchak, but Yitzchak also had Esav. So Esav or Russia should also be included, all the Esavs, Russian should be included also. So where it says, Bi Yitzchok, V'loi Kol Yitzchok. The Pasuk says, Ki Vi Yitzchok Yikor L'cho Zera. In Yitzchok is going to be called your seed. In Yitzchok means in part and not all of Yitzchok. What does that mean? That only Yaakov has a continuation of Zera Avram and not Esav. So therefore, Yid, Bnei Avram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, they're Bechlal, Zer Avram. But Goyim are not Bechlal, Zer Avram. What about someone that makes a Nissan Neder, Mishnah says, She'eni Nene Miyisrael. Guy makes Nissan Neder, I can't have any enjoyment from another Jew. He made such a Nissan Neder, I'm not allowed to have any enjoyment from another Jew. So when he goes to buy things now, L'keach B'yoyser, when he goes to buy things, he has to pay a high price for it. Okay, Negis Achur should be Li Yisrael. Shenanem Li Yisrael. He can't have any enjoyment. He can't have enjoyment from Yisrael. So in such a case, L'keach B'yoyser, when he goes to buy something, he has to buy it. He can't have enjoyment from anybody else. So therefore, when he goes to buy things, he has to buy things at a high price. In other words, that the lekeach enjoys it, but he's not getting any deal. He can't get a good deal. Because if he gets a good deal, it's called he's having enjoyment from the other people. So when he goes to buy something, he has to pay a high price for it. So it's not called he's gaining anything. Fakir, the other person is gaining on it. Or Moicha, when he goes and sells things, Bepochus, he has to sell it at a very cheap price. Therefore he's not... What? That's not called an or. That's called Shava B'Shava. Like, our mom is giving away, I'm losing on the deal. You're losing. For the value you're giving away now... Right. That's not called an or, right. Hanor means extra, that's called like I'm getting free enjoyment from you. But a trade, that's not called enjoyment. That's not called enjoyment. Shava B'Shava, equal for equal, is not called enjoyment. Enjoyment means that you give me something, you're giving me something of yours. I can't have enjoyment from you.
The loss should be yoyser or pachas, it should be shavah.
Well, Mar talks about that. That's what Mar talks about. Mar talks about this. So I call for this way, you for sure. Shav v'shav will see in the Gemara. When he sells things, he has to sell at a cheaper price. So again, when he sells at a cheaper price, he doesn't gain anything. The medicine, the one that buys it, gains. So he's not allowed to gain. Now, what about he says, she yisrael nen and li, that makes an issa neder that nobody else could have enjoyment from me? He's allowed to have enjoyment from everybody else. But he made an issa neder that nobody, no other Jew, could have enjoyment from him. Then it's just the opposite. L'keach b'pachas. When he sells something, he has to sell it at a very cheap price to make sure nobody else gains on the deal. Fakir, just he's gaining. U'moicha b'yoyser. When he buys something, he buys something very cheap, and he sells it at a very high price. So he sells it at a very high price, only he's gaining, but nobody else gains. So this should be in Shainim Loi. If people listen to him, but this is what he should do. What about if he makes a neder Shain and Nen Olehem, Fehain Li? He makes a this and neder both ways, that nobody else could have any enjoyment from me, and I'm not allowed to have it, and I can't have enjoyment from them. I can't have any enjoyment from another Jew, and another Jew can't have enjoyment from me. So he can't sell to another Jew, because the Manashach, one of the two is going to have enjoyment, either the seller or the buyer. And he made a neder both ways they can't have enjoyment. So the Mishnah says the only eitzer is liyad gechavim. The only eitzer he has is to sell now to goyim, but to sell to Jews he can't sell, because any way he goes, one of the two is going to gain. So now the kashrus is, what about shava v'shava, equal for equal? That was in the Gemara. Omar Shmuel says like this, Halakeach kli minumen. If somebody takes a kli, buys the utensil from the store, from the umen, the man that made it, by the shop, or the factory, levakra, you're taking it now to try it out. You're taking a kli, you want to buy a car, you're taking the car home to try it out to see if it's good, levakra, to check it out. When you come home, the earth caves in and the car goes down. Bananas biyodai broke in your hand. Halach is chayiv. Shmuel says still you're chayiv. You took it, you have a chayiv, it's like by you now. Even when Nenis Einis happens to it, you have to pay for it. Alma, what do you see Shmuel holds? Kisover hanois lakechi. That when you go and buy something, the lakech, the one that's buying it, he's called having the enjoyment. It's in his reshus right now. It's his enjoyment. It's called, it's by him. And this is the Gemara, so that makes sense. Tanam, we're looking at our Mishnah like this. If somebody says, She'ein enene me Yisrael, he cannot have any enjoyment from another Jew. So we say, Moiche b'pochus. When he goes to sell something, he has to sell it at a very cheap price, that he should not gain on the deal. Avol shove v'shove loy, but equal for equal, mashm is not allowed to sell. Mashm, if you sell something equal for equal, it's still considered that the buyer, that the seller is gaining. On equal for equal, the seller is gaining. Therefore, if the moicher says that the one that's selling it made a neder, I can't have a German for somebody else, he's not allowed to sell it equal for equal, because equal for equal is also called the seller is gaining. For the Gemara, it's a kasha and Shmuel then. If you're going to tell me now, when you sell and buy, the buyer is the one that has the gain, he has enjoyment, if you want to tell me like Shmuel, when you buy something, the lakeich, even if it's shava b'shava, a fair price, a fair switch, but still the one that buys it, he has the upper hand, he's the ikka gaining, he's having enjoyment here. So if so, afilu shava b'shava, it should be mutter in the Mishnah to sell an equal fair price. If you have a $10 chair, you should be allowed to sell it for $10. It's not called you're having enjoyment from the switch, because Shmuel holds the lakeach, the one that buys, he's the one that has the gain. So Gemara says, Masnisin bizvini deramalape. A Mishnah is talking about a thing that's very hard to sell. It's a long time, he couldn't sell it. So such a thing that's very hard to sell, if you finally get a buyer, the moicha, the seller, is tremendously happy. So consider he's having the enjoyment. So that's where we enter the ration. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this again tomorrow. So let's go on and start over again. We are holding the flam aleph from the bottom. Again, we're in the middle of the shiloh that the Mishnah says that somebody makes a neder that he cannot have enjoyment from another Jew. So therefore, when he buys something, he has to buy it at a very expensive price. He has to pay a lot for it. So it's not considered he had enjoyment from the person that sold it to him. And when he sells things, also he has to sell things at a very cheap price, so that he should not have any enjoyment from somebody else. And the same thing if he makes a neder that nobody could have enjoyment from him. So the Mishnah says what he has to do is he has to sell things at a cheaper price, so that nobody else, he has to buy things at a cheaper price, so that he has the enjoyment and not the other person. And when he sells things, he has to sell things at a higher price, again, so that nobody else has enjoyment from him. So the Rambam explains that the Mishnah is talking about, when you make this type of a neder, not that you're saying your property, like your nechosim, is osur on somebody else. The person says, whatever I own is osur to somebody else, so the other person can't buy it at all, because your things are osur to him. That's not the case of the Mishnah. Here we're talking about, he's just saying that somebody else cannot have enjoyment from you. He cannot have a gain from you. So therefore the Mishnah holds, if you sell something and the other person doesn't have a gain, like he pays good money for it, so the fact that he pays good money for it, it's not called he's having enjoyment from you. He's enjoying your nechasim, your property, but it's not called he stam got enjoyment from you, because he paid for what he got. So this the Gemara says like this, Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said a chiddush, that halakeach kli menumen. If somebody buys a kli from the craftsman, from the factory where they make it, levakroi, and you only take it to try it out, you want to try it out to see if you really want it. The Ran speaks out that the Gemara in Barbasra says, we're talking about where the guy said exactly how much he wants for it. He was kitzei domeho. He told him the exact price. Therefore, when the lakeach takes it, he is saying that most probably he's going to buy it. So therefore Shmuel says, v'nenes biyodai, when you have it and an accident happens by you, the locher is chayiv, that even though you didn't pay for it yet, you're not kind, it's not really 100% yours, but it's considered like the lakeach has enjoyment. The fact you took it and you have the right to check it out to see if you want it or not, it's called you're like a shoal, that you have kol hanor shaloi, you have all the enjoyment, therefore you're chayiv biyonsin. Salma, what do we see? That Kesav Shmuel holds, Hanois Lakechi, that when somebody buys something, not the seller is having the enjoyment, but rather the buyer, the one that buys it, he's having the more enjoyment, it's his enjoyment. It's called Kol Hanois Shaloi. He's having the enjoyment here. Therefore, it's like a Shema Shoal, that when you borrow something, it's considered you have all the enjoyment, therefore you Chayiv B'Yonsin. There also, when you're going to buy something, even though you didn't pay for it yet, you're not paying for it, but if you took it, it's called you have all the enjoyment now, and therefore if an illness happens, an accident happens, you're chayiv to pay. That's what Shmuel holds. So this is an after kasha from our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah like this. If a person makes a neder, she'eini nena mi Yisrael, that he is not allowed to have any enjoyment from another Jew. You can't have enjoyment from another Jew. So the Mishnah says, Moichev Pachas. When you go and sell something, you have to sell something at a cheap price so that you don't gain on the deal. So therefore it's not called you're having enjoyment from somebody else. But Avul Shavu V'Shavaloi, Mashma, you're only allowed to sell something at a lower price, but at an equal price you're not allowed to sell it. Because if you sell something at an equal price, it's called you're having enjoyment from the buyer. Now the question is, Vi hanois lakechi if like Shmuel, when somebody buys something, it's called the lakech, the one that's buying it. He's having the enjoyment. Say so afilu shava b'shava. When you go to sell something, you should be allowed to sell it at the right price. If you sell it what it's worth, if it's worth $10 this chair, and you sell it for $10, it's not called you're having enjoyment from the other person. It's called the lakeach, the one that's buying it, is having enjoyment from you. So why does our Mishnah say, when you go to sell something, you have to sell it at a lesser price, and you can't sell it at its real price? So you see, shava b'shava, it's called the meicha, the one that's selling it, is having enjoyment. That's not like Shmuel. So Mar says, I'll tell you, mas nisin bizvina derami alape. Our Mishnah is talking about something that's very hard to sell. The meicha is like a lemon. The meicha is trying a long time to sell it, and it just can't sell it. So such a sale, it means something hard to sell, nobody wants to buy it. Then we say, when somebody does buy it, you know he's having the enjoyment, the seller, the meicha. He's having the enjoyment, because he finally got rid of it. But the one that buys it, is not cool as having so much enjoyment, because it's easy to buy, anybody will be happy to sell it. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah says. If you're selling something that's very hard to sell, and you made a net that you can't have enjoyment from somebody else, you're not allowed to sell it at its real price. You can't sell it what it's worth. You have to sell it at a less of a price. So Mar says, "Im kein, if so, emereisha." What does the beginning of our Mishnah say? Lekeach b'yoser. It says that when you go to buy something, you have to buy something at a higher price. Now the question is why? If you're telling me now the Mishnah is talking about something that's hard to sell, so when you buy it, who has the enjoyment? The seller. So if so, when you go to buy something, it should be mutter for you to buy it at its real price. Why do you have to buy it? At its b'yoser, you have to spend more money, then it's not called you're having enjoyment, even if you would buy it at the real price. Also here, it's not called you, the buyer, is having enjoyment. But rather, since it's something hard to sell to get rid of, the meicher is the one that's having the enjoyment. So that's a kashya, like what is our Mishnah talking about? The yod, another question we have is, Eima Seifa, what does the end of the Mishnah say? It says that if a person makes a neder, Shei Yisrael Nena Li, that nobody is allowed to have enjoyment from me. So then the locher is lakech the pachas. When you go and buy something, you have to buy something at a very cheap price, so that the other person does not have enjoyment from you. Or moicha, when you go and sell something, b'yoser, you have to sell it at a high price again, so that nobody else is having the enjoyment, just you are having the enjoyment. Because you made a net there, nobody can have enjoyment from you. Now the question is, vi bizvini, the rami alape, if the Mishnah is talking about an object that's very hard to sell, it's a bad sale, it's something hard to sell, say if so, afilu shava b'shava, then you should even be allowed to sell it also at its real price. You made a net that you can't have, nobody can have enjoyment from you. Now if it's something very hard to sell, when you sell it, who has the enjoyment? You do. The meicher has the enjoyment. So why do you have to sell it at a high price? It should be mutter for you to sell it at the real price, shava b'shava. Because here, who is having the enjoyment? You're having the enjoyment, not them. So you're allowed to have enjoyment from them. You made a neder that they can't have enjoyment from you. So why can't you sell it shava b'shava? And secondly, yeah. So the Gemara answer is, I'll tell you, seifa b'zvini charifi. I'll tell you the seifa, the end of the Mishnah is talking about something that's hot stuff, that's very easy to sell. Everybody wants to buy it. So in the case where it's easy to sell, then we say, who's having the enjoyment? The buyer. Because the buyer wants it. The meicher hasn't having no enjoyment. It's easy to sell. That's why the Sefer says that when you sell it, you have to make sure the buyer does not have enjoyment. Therefore, you're not allowed to sell it at its real price. because on a good sale, then it's called the one that buys it gets the deal. So therefore, you have to sell it at a very high price. Today, that's not called. Other people are enjoying it from you. The Marihachi is so. Why does it say Lakech Pachas when you go and buy something from somebody else? You have to make sure to get a very good deal, that you have to buy it at a cheaper price. Why? You should even be allowed to buy it at the real price. Because since we're talking about now the Sefer, where it's good sale, it's something very easy to sell, it's hot stuff. Everybody wants to buy it. So if so, the one that buys it, he has the enjoyment. So you should be able to go and buy it of somebody else at the real price. Because it's not called somebody else is having the enjoyment, it's called you're having the enjoyment. So back to the Kasha, what is our Mishnah talking about? So the Mishnah says like this. Ela tell you,